when he's in the sun. What happened?
The wrinkly part.
What's wrong with it?
It's just very...
wrinkly.
What's his name?
Rumblebean.
Oh, you like that. Wait, I kind of like him. Dude, I f***ing hate cats.
But not Rumblebean.
No, this is pretty a sweet moment.
See, he likes you.
It's jarring.
Well, yeah, I know. I can tell. You're very comfortable around him.
It's like interacting with the special ed for the first time.
Hmm.
There's nothing wrong. It's actually a beautiful moment. But
so you get flinchy around special ed people.
Depends how strong they are.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, we're warmed up.
Oh, come on, Brokish. You son of a... Miles Davis. My balls is totally moving, new and improving. Now can we get back home? I've got no heart and desire. My balls are on fire, ready to take us to the top. Welcome to the show.
Oh, really, Smoke Machine? Really? I told Miles yesterday, I think it's flat. I think it's empty. And he's like, nah, it's full. You know what? I want to all 24-year-olds. I don't know if YouTube's going to flag me for that, but...
they are pretty unbearable.
God, shut up. You know?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, if the person working was a 24-year-old woman... they might have checked for detail.
Yeah, I'm not. Did you think I was going to argue with that?
No.
Kim Congdon?
No, I'm just saying it out loud. I was just thinking, like, I could just never trust a man in his 20s to do anything.
I think we're just as misogynist as you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Wasn't sure what it meant. Back. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, wait.
Remember we talked about
it. The opposite of misogynist.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it already time for these?
Yeah, wait, we're doing shots.
Yeah.
Focus shots.
I have one. One.
Yeah.
You want to get fully focused for this podcast?
Maybe.
Magic mind?
Okay, this doesn't sound too... Oh, this sounds really good.
No, it's all good stuff, and it's also no bad stuff.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it is all good stuff.
Uh-huh. It doesn't taste bad at all.
Mm-mm.
Oh, hell yeah, vitamin C.
All right.
Mmm, that really, is good.
Really...
Hey, real quick, we have a limited time offer on these Magic Mind
shots.
Oh,
we do?
Yeah, we do. You can get exactly 48% off your first subscription.
Oh, wow.
Or 20%
finally, off. I can say that's almost half, Michael.
That is. You say it a lot, and for once, it's finally true. Or 20% off one-time purchases with code Ellis at checkout. You can claim at magicmind.com/Ellis.
Passion fruit.
That's what it is.
As a Puerto Rican, I was looking for something. I was like, something here.
I love passion fruit.
Got a little grapefruity thing in there.
Mm-hmm. I love passion fruit gelato.
Ooh.
Solid.
Yeah.
Yum.
How's it going?
Good.
I saw you like just 5 minutes ago, it seems.
Yeah, you did my pod yesterday. That was fun.
I don't see you very often, and now I see you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is it, though?
Who knows?
You don't care, do you?
How risky are we both going to be?
Risky?
Yeah, you said this is it. Like, this might be the last time I'll ever see you.
Oh, I mean, just because we don't see each other that often.
Well, what are you planning on doing where I won't see you again after this?
Yeah, that's fair.
Uh-oh. Someone checking on Jason.
Yeah, it might be too late.
The signs are there. Yeah, I just saw you. We had a great time together.
Mm-hmm. You have a podcast.
I have a podcast.
You have two.
I have two. Kim Congdon Takeover and This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Weinshank.
I like her.
Sarah was here a week or two ago.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, she's the shit.
She's like a human rabbit.
That is a good... We went to Hawaii together and we went hiking and our tour guide...
Did she burrow into a hole?
No, our tour guide named her Bambi.
Right.
Because the way she hiked down the mountain, her legs were just like slipping on everything.
I could see that.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like she would function quite as well on non-paved surfaces.
You know, it's actually shocking. We went on like a hike that was like not a tourist hike. Like we went one with like locals and it was much more dangerous than we both had.
Locals would do that.
Yeah. It was like, it was 20-year-old boys.
Yeah. There you go.
And they're like, we'll take you and show you something cool. And we're like, let's do this. Let's have an adventure.
What could possibly go wrong? Come on, Hellies.
Next thing we know, we're hanging on to moist green vines in the jungle with like a 600-foot fall below us, and it just rained and it's muddy, and they're like, you'll be fine in flip-flops. And there are literally lines where people have to like hang on and pull themselves back up the mountain.
Yeah.
And Sarah, I shit you not, went down that mountain in a skirt and flip-flops as carelessly as she would walk down a regular sidewalk with no moving cars. Like she would just hop and slip in the mud and almost slip on off the mountain onto rocks. And she'd go like, oops, and get back up. And I was like shitting myself watching her. I was hanging on the things, like hoping not to slide. And she'd go like, oops. And she'd jump to another branch in her little skirt. Yeah, she does slip, but she catches herself.
Yeah.
Nice. Until.
Until she doesn't.
It only takes the one, yeah.
Yeah, it takes the one. And I almost saw the one with my own eyes in Kauai.
Were you two out there working or are you two vacationing?
We went vacationing.
Successful vacation after their conquering of the Comedy Store.
It was our first vacation ever.
You guys are so successful. I'm jealous of you.
No.
What?
No.
I am.
It's all fake.
Oh, well.
Special's doing well on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, but like it doesn't
Childless
matter.
Childless MILF?
It also doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter? Does anything matter?
Why does it?
Do you mean anything?
If my special did great, why would it matter?
Oh.
So nothing matters.
No.
Right. That's a great song, too.
Yeah, but that's truly what I believe.
Do you know that song?
I'm starting to get there. I'm like, it doesn't.
Nothing matters.
No. It's like, it's nothing else matters, so you're getting the thing now.
Yeah.
Now what?
So what does matter?
I don't know. We'll see.
Do you like hairy guys?
No.
Do you like foot massages?
Yes.
Right.
Why?
Do you like sunsets?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Yeah. More than the average thing that I like.
Right.
I like food and sunsets. I would put those at like the top.
What kind of food do you like?
Anything besides Korean barbecue.
Which?
And Ethiopian food.
Yeah. Okay. Ethiopian, there's a section in Hollywood, a street.
Little Ethiopia.
That I really don't, look, Ethiopians, I don't have a beef. Neither do you.
No, they do. It's just not cooked. It's raw.
Yeah, for sure. They sell raw steak.
Tartar. We did a mukbang with our podcast the other day, Ethiopian, and I was doing it for Black History Month, last day of Black History Month, and it ended up being just disrespectful. I was like, oh my God, what is this? No, it smells like shit.
Not a mukbang.
That's what I thought she said.
A muff bang.
You can't do those on YouTube anymore.
Yeah.
Because right. I was like, I'm all ears. Like, yeah. Go on.
Those are on OnlyFans.
We talked about this. Can you explain the concept of a mukbang?
Yeah, you just eat a lot on camera and people enjoy watching that.
Oh.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
If the food's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the food's not good, it's more of a challenge.
Ethiopian does seem like it lends itself to that because it's all just like pureed mush.
I don't like pureed food.
No, Ethiopian food is like really ideal if you're going out on a date with a baby.
I like to chew stuff.
Who doesn't like good food?
Well, babies like bland.
Oh, it wasn't even bland. It's the same problem I had when I went for Korean barbecue was the seasonings.
Yeah, you got a beef with Korean barbecue.
Yeah, I do.
Ironically.
It was kind of the same seasonings and everything. So even if you didn't like one little thing, everything tasted like that
thing. Here it comes again.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah. I like barbecue.
I love barbecue.
Right. It's just Koreans you've got a beef with.
Yeah.
Did you know
Koreans, big beef with the Koreans.
Did you know Koreans are Chinese?
I did.
And then there was a war.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like separated. I could go into more detail, but I don't actually know what I'm talking about.
Ethnically, they're pretty similar, yeah. Oh. And also there's a part of Japan where you can just about see Korea. We're all kind of the same when it comes down to it.
Did you know
Native Americans are Russians?
It's true.
No.
Yeah, before the water rose, we were all on the same island. Lucy, first person ever. She was black. So we're all black.
That's why you can say the N-word?
That's why I can say the N-word.
In that sense, we all have a pass.
That's right.
Oh, good. I've been waiting to let this out.
The N-word?
Yeah.
Can you say it because you're... No, you can't.
I could before 2016.
What happened?
I don't know. So it got taken away from Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Around then. We used to have it and then it was gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
It used to be ours, too.
Yep.
Where?
Florida, New York, Bronx. Yeah. Like the Bronx, Puerto Ricans are still saying it up there, and no one bats an eye.
Right.
But
well, good
yeah.
for them.
In Florida too, and some Puerto Ricans, you know, the more than New York Puerto Ricans than the Puerto Rico Puerto Ricans. The Puerto Rico Puerto Ricans.
Right.
Every once in a while, we'll let it slip.
Yeah, fair enough. Good for them.
What are your thoughts on Puerto Ricans?
I like them a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's fun. Have you been to Puerto Rico?
Yep.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I fell in love with a Puerto Rican once.
How'd that go?
Well, once I ran out of money, she left.
She did?
Yeah.
Was she crazy? Well, was she jealous?
She was a stripper.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It was
sense.
In the club.
Oh, okay. It was one night.
Yeah, it was like an hour.
Oh, okay, okay. But
man, I was in love with her.
Were you?
Yeah.
It's easy to fall in love with a stripper.
Yeah.
That's kind of like their
Which
entire
again,
job.
Again, goes back to my curse of the witches.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you flesh that theory out a little bit?
I believe in this theory, by the way.
Thank you. So my first wife, she, when I broke up with her, my next person that I was dating saw on my computer that she was on the internet looking for curses and spells. And she was like, just so you know, your ex has been like trying to curse you. And then apart from that one, the next lady that I was with, she's a nice person, not a witch as far as I can tell. But then the rest of them were all witches. Evil. If that's, but I was attracted to it because I believe that's my curse, is I'm attracted to evil witches.
I have two kind of scary stories. Like,
but
that.
She doesn't exist on the planet anymore.
Yeah.
She's gone. But all
what do you mean?
People,
you can't find any trace of her? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, because my stepmom was friends with her for like a couple of years after we got divorced. Uh-huh. I don't know what the... My stepmom is now friends with my first girlfriend.
But what happened to her? Love. She disappeared?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think she did. I think she just reincarnated herself as another person.
Okay, so the witches do that. I totally believe that, and I totally believe in some weird shit like that. The witches do that because I used to live with this girl, and she was a roommate of mine, and she was really beautiful, and she had dark hair and green eyes.
So it was this one.
And we ended up being really cool. Yeah, dark hair and green eyes, it's like a witch thing.
Yeah, it's a witch thing,
It's
Michael.
A witch thing.
Yep.
And so she was cool, but she was kind of like evil towards men, and I was always a little confused by it. And the reason we stopped living together is because one day I woke up, and the hallway light was on, and I heard her. I'm a light sleeper, so I could hear her opening the front door. And the hallway light was on, so I heard her open the front door. It was like 3 a.m., and then she came into the hallway. The light was on, and she cracked the door to my room. Like, I heard, and the reason I woke up, it was because I heard the doorknob moving slowly, which normally a roommate would just walk in and check on you, but she was, like, making it, like, you know, when you're trying not
evil
to make a
witchy.
Sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I heard it go, like, and I look, and in the hallway, and all I could see were her green eyes, like, glowing. And she was staring at me.
Did she blow, like,
No, she was just staring at me. And I watched her for, like, 10 seconds, and she was watching me, and I got so uncomfortable that I started stirring like I was waking up. And she went, oh, sorry, I was just seeing if you were awake. Good night.
Wow.
Like, she wasn't watching me. So I was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. If you're going to run that kind of shit, you got to keep a can of WD-40 around.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be creeping up on people, at least take care of the doors.
You can't let the doors creak. Yeah. Witches don't like WD-40,
No,
dude.
They're against it. If you spray it on them, they're like, eh.
So
it's
at
like
this time,
and garlic.
So at this time, I was dating my ex, the one we were talking about earlier.
Great guy.
Smelly balls.
Yes. No, before smelly balls. The ex that you know.
Can't fight for shit, but a great guy.
and I told him about it, and this was when we were long distance still, and I was like, I swear to God, I woke up and she was staring at me, and he was like, she was probably not, you were in the middle of sleeping. He kind of like blew it off. He comes to visit me, we're sleeping in the middle of the night at 3:30 a.m. we wake up and she's standing over us.
Oh!
Literally standing over us staring, and he goes, wakes up.
She did lube the door.
Yeah, she, it was quiet this time. Yeah. I didn't hear it at all. And then I moved out the next week, and when we caught her, she was like, oh, sorry, I just came in her room to, I have a stomach ache, and I was just seeing if you had a medicine. Yeah, and she was just staring at me and him, and it was really weird. And then she also admitted she liked to kill animals when she was little for fun. She would squeeze hamsters to death. And then, she was really crazy.
In retrospect, the signs were there.
Wow.
Yeah, the signs were there. So then I was like, I'm moving out, right? I moved out the next week. I was like, fuck this. I'm out of here. And then probably like 2 years later, I did psychedelics, and then it did like a meditative thing.
Yeah, she
And I had a, I went into this like visual where I was in the 1500s and I was a blonde girl with like curly hair and I was getting married to the man of my dreams. And while I was saying I
was
do.
Was he Puerto Rican?
No, he was white. We were rich.
Okay.
And I was like getting married to this royal family and she was in the back of the wedding and it was like from her point of view and she was just seething watching me.
Yeah.
And then that night she'd stabbed me in the head and killed me. And that was the dream I had while I was meditating. And it was a girl with green eyes and dark hair. And the first person I thought of was her. And I was like, what if that was her in another lifetime? And she's been haunting me for centuries.
Because it was.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like these days when you feel like something is something, it's because it is. You know when you think somebody's high and they're not supposed to be? It's because they are.
It's because they are. Yeah. And you feel like you're tricking yourself.
Yeah, because you don't want to face it.
Yeah.
Hey, is she doing drugs again? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I saw her a couple weeks ago for the first time since I've moved out, and it was really scary. And my new boyfriend... And my new boyfriend knew nothing about it, and she came up and hugged me, and I was, like, a little stiff, and she had, like, this whole monologue where she cried. And then after we walked away, my boyfriend, who doesn't believe in, like, any weird shit, was like, that girl, I don't know what your history was with her, but I had a horrible feeling while she was hugging you.
Yep.
And he's not even, like, into that shit and into, like, the weird juju stories or whatever.
She's not going to watch this, right?
Probably. Everybody watches this, Michael.
She might.
You're fucked, Congdon.
She might. Listen, I'm ready to take her on.
I feel like...
Did you ever have a conversation with her about, hey, it's not working out as roommates because you're evil and scary as all
fuck? You can't say that. What are you, crazy?
No, I kind of literally just kind of left in silence. We had a weird... It was like a weird tension thing about the rent one time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, and then she
You don't want to have a witch off with a witch.
No, you don't want to have a witch off, so I just left. I literally was like, hey, the lease is over in a month anyways. We should all move out early.
Yeah.
I think she also wanted to have sex with me. I think that was part of it.
I mean, that's the pragmatic theory here, obviously, is that she had some weird obsession with you and was super jealous that you had a dude.
Which is crazy
over.
Because she was, like, so beautiful.
Yeah.
She was so beautiful, and then she was like, I was like, why?
It's a spell. Because they're not that hot.
Because they're ugly on the inside.
Yeah.
It's like
but
the movie.
You can't tell because they put a spell on you.
Yeah. She's actually like 600 years old.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, there's that.
Obviously.
But there's also, Michael, look, sometimes tales are told and people take them legitimate, like they're really real.
Yeah.
Like Mary had sex.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like she did not get boned.
Right.
And it's like she, you know what I mean? She had a baby without, she got boned.
They're like, something must have happened in the air.
Yeah, somebody came in you. That's what happened.
Yeah.
But the story is like...
Joseph's like, he went that way.
She was an innocent, you know? Like, they're just living too far with the innocent.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even have sex. It's the same with this. It's like...
Right,
this,
no, she just didn't perform
super
moral
hot,
sex.
But she's actually 900 years old. No, she's just ugly.
Yeah.
And that's like how the story gets exaggerated over time.
Uh-huh.
It's like, this chick's really hot. She's got a spell on you. And you see her as incredibly attractive. Sometimes I've been in love with people where my friend's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean what the hell? She's smoking.
Yeah.
And then later on, I go, oh,
right.
Shit pig.
Do you ever have that where somebody, it's not like, oh, they let themselves go or they change their hair color or something where you're like super into somebody and then you're like trying to arrange to see, and then you manage to see them again like 3 months later and you're like, that's almost not even the same person. What the hell was in them last time?
Yes.
Mm. Dude, yeah. I had a boyfriend that got real not good. After I broke up with him, I said, what was I thinking?
Yeah, oh, right. But you don't think he objectively changed? Just you...
No, he did.
Oh, that's...
But also, what was I thinking?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I thought this one time, this girl that I was in love with, she was looking out of the balcony, and I noticed that her ear was real big and pointy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Right.
That's not real. And then when she turned around, it disappeared. And I was like, what was that? And then many years later, I was like, oh, that was real. She does have big ears. Pointy.
So the whole time.
Yeah.
They were there. It wasn't magic.
The Shyamalan
they
twist is she just had gigantic ears.
Yeah, I don't. The director guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what movie you're referring to.
But so the twist was that you didn't imagine that. You
actually,
it was real.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp, an online service that's therapy online. So, like, you know therapy, right? Like, if you've got issues, you want somebody to talk to that's a professional that can give you advice on how to get past your problems and then live a better day, a better life, here's your opportunity.
It's an amazing fact about humankind, especially dudes. If you had like a gaping axe wound in your chest, you'd be like, that's a problem. That's ruining my day. I'm going to go talk to a doctor about it. But right. You could have a gaping axe wound in your brain.
I might have that.
And just carry on for days, weeks, months, years, your whole darn life. And why? Why put yourself through the torture? There's people out there that want to help. There's people who know how to help. There's people who are happy to listen. There's people who have decades of professional experience and insight to help you identify your issues, your stumbling blocks, and more importantly, how to get past them. That's BetterHelp.
I use it. I need it. And I'm better for it.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Ellis today and get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/Ellis.
One time, my friend told me this. This is a fucked up story. This actually, I thought about this in the middle of the night the other night, and it really freaked me out. And he was dating this girl that was kind of religious for a little bit. Mm. And he was at her house having dinner with her. And or before they were having dinner, she was working on her computer. And he said he was in another room watching her. And he said she was working on her computer and she stopped and she looked. And he said that there was like a black orb, like a little tiny, looked like a black speck. And he saw her staring at it. And it like got bigger and bigger and it was like whirling and it like landed on her desk and he stared at it. And he like looked at her and he goes, what was that? And she was like, what? And he was like, what was that thing? And she was like, nothing. And then he was like, I saw something floating by your desk and I saw you looking at it. She's like, I didn't see anything. So he was like, it fucking bothered me because I legitimately saw it. He was like, and I was wondering if I was going crazy. So they were eating dinner like an hour later. They were sitting at the table and he brought it up again. He was like, what was that thing? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He was like, when you were by the computer, there was like a little black dot and it was like floating around you. What was that? And she goes, I don't know. And he goes, please. And she goes, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's hot.
And he was like in the military for years. And he was like, I have never been more scared in my life. He said her voice was like really soft normally. And it like got really deep and crazy. Yeah. And then she just stared. And then he was like, I was so scared that I quietly finished dinner and still stayed the night. I was scared to actually physically leave after that.
Yeah,
sure.
That I had to play it off like that didn't happen and she went back to normal and then he never saw her again after that.
Are you one of these people, and I don't mean this in a negative way, that like there's lots of weird magic stuff happen in your environment?
No, I mean, I hear a lot of stories from people and I take them. And then I repeat them because I think they're interesting.
Sure.
But no.
Okay.
My aunt claims she's a psychic and that a ghost sucked her nipple once.
That's hot.
Yeah. She said a ghost sucked her nipple once. In
Is it a guy
room.
Ghost or a girl ghost?
She said she thinks it was a guy ghost. And
makes
he,
sense.
She said she saw a shadow in the ceiling and girls, she followed it and then it slammed onto her chest and her nipple started moving.
Girl ghosts bite nipples. Guy ghosts suck them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'd be able to tell the difference.
It's like glory holes.
Yeah.
You can tell.
You know.
Yeah.
I just read about some zoo monkey got pregnant. They thought it was a zoo monkey.
Oh, yeah.
They thought it was like a Mary type Bible situation.
But he snuck in.
Well, not exactly. See, because there have been some other instances, one of which we talked about recently, where there's animals that shouldn't be able to reproduce asexually, but if they're in confinement for long enough, like weird stuff can happen. That's just
seahorses can make their own baby.
Exactly. There's certain animals that can do that in like a crisis situation, but in this case they just found a hole in the enclosure.
Yeah.
And some dude monkey totally
glory holder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wow. That's not really glory hold her. She glory hold him.
Well, she had to stick her pussy up there like a little slut too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Kim, you got it.
Very slutty monkey.
Yeah, a little slutty horny monkey.
Yeah. Aren't we all sometimes?
Yeah.
Sure.
Relatable.
Right.
I told you about that time.
About a dime, you
The
know?
First time I ever did coke was I used to work in a coffee shop in New York, and there was this guy there. And I knew, or at least he claimed that he sort of like had money and was just sort of working for the hell of it. And he was in a relationship with a guy that was like older than him. But I mean, old in those days, I think one was like 23 and one was 30.
Right.
You know, and we were talking about coke and he was like, well, you know, it's kind of a crazy drug. If you're legitimately interested in trying it, you should try it with somebody. Don't just go buy it off the street. Do it with somebody who's done it before. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm coming to your house. Let's do coke. And I went over, and they had a really nice apartment. Like, clearly there was some money going on there. But first time I've ever done, it wasn't an insane amount. It wasn't like throwing fistfuls around. It was like little lines and
classy Coke.
Yeah. Classy, like adult Coke. It was like, we were like by Carnegie Hall, you know? And all of a sudden, the guy that I know is like looking at his boyfriend, older dude. And he's like, do you think we should like tell him? And I'm like, tell me what? And they had, he told me that their story as a couple, their couple story was that they had moved to New York from, I want to say like Cleveland or something, because they had had a revelation that the apocalypse was coming and that they were incarnations of like angels sit in judgment of like the saved and the damned when the shit went down. But there was supposed to be a council of like eight of them. So they were looking for the other ones, and they had just decided that I was one of them.
Oh, my
God.
Turns out you were wrong. They were wrong.
I think it was just the Coke.
Right.
Yeah. It was definitely the Coke.
But they for sure had that. Like, that was something that they talked about frequently, even when they weren't on Coke. I have no doubt.
That's weird.
We were on Coke. We weren't all coked up. There's for sure a difference.
Right. Right.
And then
right.
I like,
you're like, they believed it legitimately.
And then I stayed there. Well, I'll go in further. I stayed there that night because that was the plan. They're like, I even at one point I was like, I think I'm okay. Like, I did like two little lines. I was like, guys, they're like, no, you're like more fucked up than you realize. I'm like, okay.
Oh, they wanted a threesome.
Maybe. Nobody ever made any sort of move like that. But I did stay over. And the next morning when I woke up, they're like, look, we know that we threw something really crazy at you last night.
But we believe it.
But we're not putting any pressure on you, but it sounds stupid. They're like, look, there actually is some like historical justification for what we're saying. And they gave me books, like not Dianetics, but like something on that level of seriousness where they're like, read this. This has actually been like prophesied. Take these books home and read them and let us know if you're like interested in judging.
You could have easily became one of the eight angels of judgment.
It might not be too late.
No, maybe you are.
Maybe I am.
You know, when I was telling my juju stories, I felt pretty angel judged over there.
Right. Well, sorry. I just did not even aware of my own power sometimes.
I would love to start a mega church. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that hard.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Same.
So I might be into that.
Same.
I want a bunch of morons to buy me a plane. So
I could definitely preach.
I want to take 10% of everyone's paycheck.
Tithe.
Wait, you get to do that?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, you have to give your paycheck to God if you go to church sometimes, because it's...
Oh, not all. That's just some churches.
It's a lot of churches.
Everybody's a lot of churches?
Yeah, a lot of churches you give...
Are you making that up?
Okay, okay. So here's the deal.
You can't swear to God if you don't know that.
I'll tell you the truth. I believe it is in the Bible somewhere, the concept of tithing, which is giving 10% of your money to the church. Different.
What a scam.
Different sects of Christianity take it way more seriously than other ones.
I promise, anybody that likes money is taking it seriously.
Well, like, Joel Osteen for sure, right?
Maybe. Like, if you go to the Catholic Church, they'll give you the little pamphlet that's like, you know, God foresayeth that he would like 10% of your money. And you're like, yeah, dude, here's $5. And they're like, yeah, you're cool. But then there's other churches where it's like, it's a prosperity thing. The more money you're giving them, the more
you get back.
The more, like,
what do they give you back?
Nothing. They give you the promise that God's going to give you more because you're giving.
But that doesn't add up. You give money so that you get money.
We didn't have a lot of money growing up, and we would go to church on holidays. And one Christmas, my stepdad's mom bought him brand new shoes, and he hadn't had new shoes in so long. And we went to church that morning, and the church pressured every single person to take off their shoes and donate them.
No.
And my stepdad was like, didn't want to. He had just gotten these comfortable shoes and he wanted them so bad, and he left them at the church.
Oh, sucker.
And I was like, why? And he's like, everybody else is doing it. I'm like, fuck everyone else.
Yeah, that's
everyone else can afford shoes.
Yeah.
And then that's, you just amazing, get pressured, and you're a poor person. That's how it goes with your paycheck, too.
Right. And the value we all put on saving face and keeping up with the Joneses.
And then it's like the community's there, and it's your neighborhood, and they know you're the only family that didn't. It's like weird, weird pressure. It's so fucked up.
You're
supposed to give love, not money.
I know.
You know? It's not about giving somebody money.
Turns out God runs off
trying to teach you that it's not about money.
You know, I always say, though, because I grew up in a religious family, and there's some people who do it kind of the right way in my family. How much of it can we blame on God, and how much people.
I'm not blaming God for anything.
Exactly.
No,
people
it's
are
not
the
God. It's people taking advantage of the fact that like they that people believe in God.
Exactly. There's just a lot of power.
Because I believe there is a God. I just don't think he wants your money.
Yeah.
I think as soon as you add that, that's when it's super easy to tell that it's not. Yeah. What would he want with it?
Right.
He's not here.
No.
Yeah.
You know, he's floating around.
He
like
could make more.
That's
turns
right.
out he could make infinite money for himself if he needed it.
Right. Yeah, and
he could just like
it.
Invent more Bitcoin.
God has the rosebud cheat code for The Sims.
He doesn't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has no stomach. It's so stupid. He doesn't like tacos
dream.
Or nothing. He just like floats around like making things.
How do you know? He could be up there eating a taco right now.
Well, it's a ghostly taco.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's not very filling.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like more into like, you know, love in your soul. That's how he fills things up and takes things. There's no cash involved in this. As soon as you add cash,
yeah.
that's when the devil is involved.
Yeah. Yeah, from the outside looking in, it's pretty obvious where a lot of these religious communities
well, you could also take 10% if you're like really like, I want to give and hopefully come back, you could take 10% of your check and physically go somewhere and give it to someone that needs it.
For sure.
On the street. You could go to Skid Row and find a literal family with children on Skid Row, I'm sure.
They could deal with some money.
Yeah, and it's like they could use 10% of your check every week.
And it's also like everybody giving me his shoes, like you were just saying, that person that's his best shoes, the only ones he's got.
Yeah.
That's the one person that shouldn't be given their shoes.
Yeah.
They don't have any shoes.
Well, you shouldn't just be asking people for things and pressuring them like in front of. It's like when you're a kid and you ask in front of your mom, like, can this person spend the night? And your mom doesn't want to say no.
Right.
Yeah, it's like that, but adults in church.
Yeah. You know, my my wife's grandmother, her family's Japanese, and after World War II, people were, like, so broke, and they're mm-hmm. really not that far from Hiroshima,
mm-hmm.
where the family's from, that their family still had some money, and she used to wear shoes to school, and then they'd take them off at the door and put, like, the slipper things on, and kids would just steal her shoes left and right, and the family kept buying her shoes because they felt like that was, like, the non-insulting way to... People wouldn't accept free shoes.
Right.
But if she just kept on bringing new ones and looked, turned the other, you know, turned her head when they got stolen.
My mum used to be, work at a pub, and every time she would leave, they would leave puppies and kittens because they knew that she would take them, which was cool because I got to live with lots of puppies and kittens, so I didn't mind it.
And look at you now.
This is a sweet little cat.
He really likes you.
Yeah, he really does.
Rumblebean has gone to sleep on your lap.
Yep. Me and Rumblebean, we're having a bonding moment. This is the first cat I've ever touched for this long.
Well, he's not a cat.
He's not.
No.
He's more of a...
He's a god.
He's a little alien.
He's like Oasis, but hairless.
He's a feeling.
Yeah, he is. He's a vibe.
Yeah, he's a moment, actually.
He speaks English.
I think he is God.
Yeah, it's possible.
He could be.
I'm more into that religion.
More of an angel.
More of an angel.
Yeah.
Truly.
Because he's down here doing God's work.
Yeah.
He's keeping me alive.
Hell yeah.
He's a great American.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, I wish I did. I took ayahuasca for 3 days. I saw some stuff. I saw the spirit world. And I saw one of my dogs that passed away. And that's about as far as it goes.
Fuck.
Do you think there's got to be somebody out there that's not like all broken inside, right? Like we've all got our little...
I've never met them.
We've all got our baggage. But there's got to be somebody who's more or less hunky-dory, right?
Well, Joel Osteen seems pretty together.
Well, we know that he's probably full of it. Somebody who doesn't, not somebody who presents as having it all put together.
Oh.
Somebody who actually kind of is. There must be somebody like there. I'd be curious
Tom
to know.
Cruise.
No, oh, yeah, he's not the one.
Okay.
Somebody who's
The Rock.
No,
he's
anybody.
Definitely good.
Anybody who presents that hard that everything is perfect is like working. I just picture,
no. There's gonna be some girl that grew up with two parents.
Yeah.
They're all happy. You know what? My friend Alex.
I would like to know what would happen
that.
To a person that doesn't have like this big fatal anchor dragging them down all the time. If they took ayahuasca, what they would see or not.
My friend Alex is the perfect person to ask. Two parents grew up loving each other. She was like, I had the happiest childhood. Me and my parents had the most fun.
Are they happy now?
They're happy now. They're still together. They all love each other. Alex, do you know her? She's the producer of Legion of Skanks. She's married to Mike Harrington. They just had a baby.
Oh, I love her.
I used to do. Yeah, she's the fucking best. Mm-hmm. So she's hot and cool and fun.
Yeah.
She won the sock fight.
Yeah, she did the sock fight for Ellis Mania.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Married to Harrington?
They're engaged,
It's not all good.
Well, they're in love. They're in love, and they're engaged, and they just had the cutest baby, and she's... I'm like, you're just happy.
Let's just pump her full of ayahuasca. And see
so
what
she does a lot of psychedelics, and she just has a good time and is even happier.
Yeah. That's usually what happens.
I was like that till I was like 17.
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy that does those journeys all the time, and he said sometimes he's just had a good time. Because he's had so many journeys.
Well, I could see that.
Yeah. But he said he's all, you know, because he's had so many, it's usually, he's like, he's done a lot of hard work. But he's like, occasionally I've had just a flat out great time. And I think, I could be wrong. I don't want to say, maybe it's jealousy, but I feel like he's constantly doing them so that he gets that one good time again. Because really, he's a junkie. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, I'm doing medicine. I'm like, you're a junkie. You're just on drugs.
Yeah.
You're like, you're always doing journeys because you're looking for another. You're like, ah, man, I got to do work again. But you, what you really want is to go back every time and just be like, yeah, turn the music on and play bongos. You know, bullshit artist trying to escape. What's wrong? Did you get a booger off him?
No, he's licking me. He's licking me.
Why? You can't pull that face when you get licked by God.
Okay, it was just, it was scratchier than I thought. His tongue's kind of scratchy.
He's drawn blood on me from licking me.
No.
Yeah, for if real. You let him go for too long, he'll draw blood.
Stop. You gotta just keep.
No.
Well, I don't know that he's going to go straight through the denim.
Yeah, he won't go through the denim.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, give it enough time.
No, it was getting a little scratchy, I said. Yeah. He was trying to grind his teeth a little. It was getting a little comfy with the...
You gotta keep him up. You can't let him work any one spot for too long.
He won't shit on me, right?
No. What? No.
I don't know how cats work. I've never seen a cat take a shit.
Well, you gotta go to the kitty litter.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know how they do it.
They go to a bathroom.
In the usual way.
Okay.
Yeah. He's pretty good like that. And he was just bathed.
Okay.
So he's clean.
I do like that.
Yes. You have animals?
No. Okay,
hell.
So yeah, we
animals, huh?
Well, we went through this on a podcast. I have
scared
crazy,
of dogs.
I have crazy parents. No, I'm not scared of dogs. But
will
I
you let a dog lick your face?
No.
Right, gotcha. I know you.
No, yeah. But
what happened as a child? What happened?
My mom's a narcissist, so she would get dogs for like 2 weeks at a time.
And
so
then do what with them?
And then get rid of them.
Then put them where?
Just whoever wanted them, give them away.
Because she, like, the dog pissed her off and she was like, that's it, you're cut?
No, like, one of the dogs she gave to my sister for her 12th birthday party and then took it away at the end of the birthday party. So we only had that one for one day. And then we got one during a hurricane. I saved a puppy that I found. And then she made me give it away 2 weeks later. I named her Roxy. And she made me give her away because she looked at the dog's gums and they were pink and brown. And she said she Googled it and those dogs will turn on you. So she made me give away that dog. Then
no.
We got it. Then we got a dog named Lady. And she made us give away Lady after like 3 months.
Then
we had a dog named Wheezy and my stepdad accidentally ran over him with the boat trailer. And then so I forced my family to give him away because I wasn't there anymore. And I was like, no, you guys can't take care of him. So then I forced my family to give him to this really nice gay guy.
Wait, so now you don't like animals because you think they're going to leave you?
Yeah, we talked about this on a podcast. It was called Doggy Issues.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'd have doggy issues too. You got mummy issues,
it's
really.
It's not that I don't dislike them. It's like my mom was also a little bit OCD growing up. So part of it was that they were dirty. So I see them as dirty.
Right. And you're a bit OCD.
I'm a little bit OCD.
Do you want him off you?
No, I think it's good.
You can
good.
Be honest.
No, it does gross me out a little, but I think it's good. Like, I try to expose myself.
You need this.
All of my friends have animals, so I try to. Mm-hmm. And I actually like that he likes me a lot, so.
Okay. But if you want him off, I'll get him off.
No. I do work on my OCD a lot. Like, right now, I bought 2 Yeti cups from the thrift store.
What's a Yeti cup?
Coffee mugs. And I drink Yeti. Them because I'm so scared of the past lips that have been on them.
Wait.
Oh, really? Just knowing it had a previous owner?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you buy secondhand Yeti cups?
I did one time to help with
that
my OCD.
That is nasty.
See? That is nasty.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Really?
Yeah, really? What are you looking at me like that for?
See, it's kind of nasty.
If you came to my house and I offered you a drink, would
That's
you drink it?
It's got your germs on it.
If you went to Kim's friend's house and she offered you a drink?
Hell no.
You would. Well, you would drink a drink.
Of course I would,
yeah. So right. It is the same thing. It's not as gross, but it is fucking crazy. One of my biggest things I'm scared of is I have a huge fear of stranger cum and shit.
Well, how do you get stranger cum on you?
See, I think whereas I love stranger shit.
Man, I don't.
I just assume that it's everywhere on every door handle. I feel like if I touch something and I feel like it's dirty, I can feel like a layer on my hand for the whole day and stuff. It's a fucking annoying.
One time I was in a gay spa and a guy tried to lick my feet. And I was like, I don't think I can be in here anymore.
That place was probably cummy to the max.
Oh, it was fully cummy.
Could have even been shitty.
I'm scared someone will come in my food. I have a really big fear of that.
One time somebody asked me to come on their burger and I couldn't do it.
See?
There's people. Did you ever work in a restaurant?
Yeah. Nobody was coming in anything.
Right.
Seems like a waste.
But maybe I got a good one.
Yeah. I
want to hit something alive. You know,
somebody's got to be really committed to the game, because it's not as if they can just whip it out and finish that on the line. Mm-hmm. Like, there's usually a code among the line cooks. You don't do stuff like that. But there was a guy who got arrested recently for doing that cereal fashion.
He was doing it in grocery stores I'm assuming the vegetables, because it was opened groceries. He was coming on the vegetables.
It's not right.
It's not right.
No,
I think we can agree.
Yeah, and you know what? Call me crazy. I don't think that's super OCD to constantly think about it and avoid it.
To constantly think about it, that might be a bit of a
OCD is just fixating on a thing that the rest of the world has made their peace with, you know.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is, like, if you eat in restaurants a couple times a week, at some point the chicken breast slipped off the top of your salad and it fell on the dirty kitchen floor, and they're like, whoops, and just picked it up and threw it right back on, and you ate it and you didn't know.
Not even that. This is how far my thinking goes. The guy making the chicken breast was a 16-year-old kid that has jerked off into the same pair of socks he put on that morning. So he touched the socks and then he clocked in the work and then he touched the bread. And so a little bit of cum from the socks got onto his finger and then got onto the bread.
That's bad.
Well, and I've definitely worked in places where some of the cooks did not grow up with the same bathroom hygiene standards.
Yeah, dude. People don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
People jerk off at work.
I really like Postmates, and you guys are ruining it.
Oh, God. Postmates, don't even get me started.
That's a whole other layer of kind
of
shit.
And my donut box was a little bit open.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no. Mm. And then I looked out the window at the guy, and I was like, oh, no, that guy. I don't want that guy to touch my donuts. And then I inspected my donuts, and I was like, they're all right. Because it didn't have like a loogie on or anything, and I'm like, if your thumb touched it, I've eaten dirt, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'll suck your dildo. I don't give a shit. Just germs. Germs are like good for you, you know.
They are good for you.
Cuts are good for you because it teaches your body how to heal. If you break your bone, you make your bone heal. Turns you into like a really shitty Wolverine.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you're a survivor. It's like getting a cold. You know, you got to get a cold so you can build up immunities to fight colds.
You're right.
So it's like harden the fuck up, you know?
No, yeah, for sure.
Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to say that to yourself. It's like, man, somebody could have loogied in my coffee. I'm like, yeah, well, good.
Ooh. You know?
I don't care.
Speaking of immunity, I saw where Gerard Butler had to be briefly hospitalized, possibly twice.
For what?
How he was doing. He had a hard day of stunts. On the set of some movie that nobody's ever going to watch.
Oh, I'll watch it. I love Gerard Butler.
Me too.
And
he's a bit chunky lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he loves his beer. I think it's his beer. I think he's got a bit of a Russell Crowe thing where it's like, I'm off.
Yeah.
So I'm off my face.
I think he went so hard for 300 that he's just decided.
He never wants to do that again.
That happened my first
fight. He's going to be more like 400.
After my first fight, I could not stop eating.
Right.
Because I was so starving for so long that it changed my theory of food for like a year.
So he picked up some information that bee stings have like anti-inflammatories.
Oh, he really is stupid.
And no less an authority than Gwyneth Paltrow will tell you the same thing.
Ooh.
So it's like that. So he had somebody come by, like a guru, come by and give him bee stings to help unwind after a day of
being stung. He needs to get another job.
But they didn't know what they were doing.
No.
The thing they were doing was dumb, and they did it even dumber. They gave him 23
bee stings. On the lips,
and he went into anaphylactic shock.
They think it's bad, but now he's going to live to 300.
Well, so what happened is then he got out of the hospital and, you know, lived. And then he went back to the set. And a couple days later, he's like, well, I probably just overdid it. So he did it again.
No, he really is that dumb.
Anaphylactic shock.
Twice?
Again.
Yeah, he did it 4 days later.
And went into hospital again for the shock.
I don't know if he had to be hospitalized the second time, but yeah, it definitely did not work out.
Does he feel better now? Like, did it do something good?
I'm sure Gwyneth Paltrow will tell you that he does.
I do have a weird belief that bees are healing. They have healing properties.
That's not weird.
You have the floor.
In a certain way. That's well, you weird. Know, you've heard about beekeepers' age when you look at beekeepers.
Have you seen the movie The Beekeeper?
No. But you said that so intensely that I feel like I have to.
It's so fun.
That the Statham movie?
Yeah. It's okay, let me just real quick. It's the dumbest movie ever made.
Okay.
But it is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just action-packed and it doesn't have to make sense. As long as you let it go. So I started to realize, I'm like, that's impossible. That's impossible. And then I said, Jason, let it go.
Yeah.
It. You know what? It's Hollywood. Anything's possible. Let it go. Let Statham do it. And then it became one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah. It was like the first time I watched Nightmare on Elm Street, where I was like, what? That's not. And then I was like, wait, let it go. It's fun.
Sometimes you have to let it go. I did that with I took a lot of mushrooms and did watch Wanderlust the other day with Jennifer.
Oh.
Friend's nipples.
Yeah, yeah. She's got razor nipples. That's right. Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston yeah, yeah. And Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
It was so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
Bees save the world.
Bees save the world.
Without bees, the world would be over.
Yes.
So go on. They save the world. And what else did
they save?
And
beekeepers. They always look fucking so young and good, and their skin looks good, and they get stung a lot, and they always look. Their skin looks ooh. Incredible, dude.
Is this a thing? Or
they
this
call
is
it beekeeper's age. Jason, like, that's
Statham
a thing.
Statham doesn't look that good.
Beekeeper age.
Wait, he was acting as a beekeeper. My bad.
Yeah, they say that bees, something about their frequencies of the buzz is a healing
yes.
frequency.
Yeah, it's like cats purring.
Purring, uh-huh. Yeah. And then that's why Egyptians used to hold cats in their lap because yep. It was a healing property. The purr was like the perfect vibration to match what would heal you internally.
No shit. I listen to binaural beats when I sleep. Is that the same?
Maybe.
What is that?
It's not like an artist. It's a thing.
It's a frequency.
There's a frequency that's...
What does it sound like?
I do some things like that sometimes on YouTube, and they really knock me out, I feel like.
Too. The one I listen to, it's the sound of space.
Whoa.
So it's just like... Whoa.
You hear that, Rumble Bean? That's space.
Yeah, dude. The final frontier.
Wait, that's not space. That just changed key. Yeah, I don't care for it.
No, it's not great.
Well, yeah. It's the hurts, right?
It's the
right.
hurts. Yeah,
yeah. So the healing hurts. They relieve pain and stress depending on the hurts level. So the binaural beats have different hurts levels you can listen to.
I'd rather be in pain.
I'd rather get stung by a bee. I have a bee tattoo right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's microscopic. How long did that take?
Like 45 seconds.
It must have been excruciating.
Oh, yeah.
Have you considered keeping bees?
I'm tatted.
Yeah,
I would like to try it.
When you retire from comedy.
Yeah. I always invite them to sting me. Like, if I see a bee, I'm not against getting stung.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Once. Like, not by, like, a hive of them, but a sting. I feel like maybe there is some benefit.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill me, and there might be benefit. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, but there's also probably no benefit, and in the short term, it hurts.
One of my dad's friends made a mosquito bite him, and then he made his ass explode. I've always tried to do that when I was drunk.
I got stung in the vagina by a bee once.
Why did you show it your vagina?
I didn't. It went into my bathing suit when I was 16 at a pool party. And it stung me, and then my mom had to look for a stinger.
In your beeve?
In my beeve.
Like inside?
Or it was right on the lip.
I feel like a lot of female comics have like vagina trauma origin stories.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Probably. But like that's why my pussy is so healthy.
Like, what did Kelsey Cook
my pussy,
like accidentally
my pussy looks like a beekeeper's face, dude.
Here we go.
Oh, wow, yeah.
My pussy with people on the.
When people say it's tight, I go, I got stung.
Yeah.
I got stung. I got stung. What do you want me to say? Let
that's
me tell you,
angle.
That sting's going to get me married one day.
That's what they say about my penis.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the... I cannot believe we've never talked about this before, but I don't recall having discussed the legendary tuna cunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know her, yeah.
Are you familiar with tuna
cunt's
work?
Yeah, yeah. For a second there, I was like, you just want us to be banned, right? But no, it's true. It's her real name.
Yeah, no. Actual name.
No.
Where's she from? Because in her country, I'm not saying it, but she's cool.
Right.
That's not a weird name, right?
So she goes to school in the UK, and the thing
Wait a minute. UK, that's...
Well, no, she goes to school in...
Right, but she's from...
Her family is from Turkey.
Right, and everyone's a cunt there.
The tuna cunt's crazy, though.
Well, is it really any difference? I feel like your last name is a C-bomb. It's, I mean, she spells it with a K, but still, it's like any other country, you're offensive. In Australia, you're just a friend of everybody's.
No, it's nuts, because either one of those would have been plenty to have, like, the craziest name.
Right,
if her name was, like...
Tuna Smith.
Sarah Cunt.
Yeah.
See what I mean? I don't know. Sarah still stands out.
Sarah Cunt.
You see, I feel like Cunt's the problematic part.
Yeah, I agree.
Sarah Cunt.
But Tuna.
Yeah.
Because
Tuna's just a crazy thing to name someone.
Maybe it means something else in Turkey.
That's true.
Right.
Do our names mean stuff?
Yes.
Like, does Kim mean anything that isn't just Kim?
Yeah, I think it means like some sort of leader or something.
Oh, God. Oh,
what does it mean?
Always glorious ruler.
Commander in chief.
Yeah.
Kim means golden medal in Korean.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Strength, power, and royalty.
Congratulations.
Well, no, but that's not where your family got it from. That's why so many Korean people have the last name Kim. Right. That's got nothing.
If I married an Asian with the last name Kim, I would be Kim Kim, which is pretty fun.
You've thought of that.
Yeah. Kim Kim.
Yeah.
Your middle initial is not K, is it?
Kimberly Kim.
In Turkish.
What's that?
Kim is the word for who.
For who?
Who? That's mean.
Jason is the months. The initials is the months of the... Yeah, it's like... I don't know the months of the year, but it adds up that way.
Wait.
January?
Whatever the one that A comes after that.
I'm not familiar.
I think that one's February.
The A one.
There's another J that goes in there.
January? January?
November. November, October, September...
Oh, backwards. November, October, September, August, July.
Yeah, so do it forwards and it's my name. Told you.
July, August, September, October, November.
Hail Satan. I only do it backwards.
July, August, September.
Because like Jason, there's like a Greek thing? Jason and the Argonauts?
Is he like a champion?
I assume so.
I'm probably named after him.
Jason was a Greek mythological hero and leader from Argonauts.
That's me.
Yeah. But everybody's name has something glorious, well, except for you, Kim. Like mine.
She's a gold medal.
I'm the archangel.
Are you?
Well, that's the name.
Are you?
No, of course I'm not.
Well, you could be.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm seeing who is like God. What a Google search. Who is like God?
Yeah.
Michael.
You know what's weird is your name means who is like God, and my name means who, so I am like God.
You guys should get married.
That's not what I was trying to say. I was trying to say that I'm like God.
Oh.
Who is like God, and my name meant who.
I think we all think we're gods.
Kim is like God. Yeah. I think we all are gods.
God, we see through God's eyes.
Yeah, I think we're all...
We're all God's people.
Mm-hmm.
We're all... I don't care.
My name is...
I don't care. Doesn't matter.
If I ran for student...
Doesn't matter.
You got a special.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
If I ran for student government like Tuna Cunt there in Budapest, it would be funny because I was there one time and they had a t-shirt and it was the Nike symbol, but it was the swoosh was cum. Because Mike is a slang word. It means like load or something in Magyar.
Magyar.
What's Magyar?
The language in Budapest.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't know that until I went there either. But so, like, that's the thing. Like, Tuna Cunt, totally normal. Mm-hmm. She's of the New Hampshire
She's
cunts.
Just a girl.
She's just a girl.
She's just a girl living in a world.
Look at the name for Tuna, what that means.
Fertile, majestic, flamboyant, and young and...
Fertile cunt.
Yeah.
She's a fertile cunt.
Wow.
Wow.
Those are dangerous.
Yeah.
I've met a couple of those.
Yeah, as a Puerto Rican, relatable.
Those will get you in trouble.
Yeah.
A fertile kind?
Yep.
My wife and I are a dangerously fertile pairing. We need it to surgically.
How many kids do you guys have?
Two. Mm-hmm. But, like, we didn't try very much.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear is I'm actually I don't even know if this is something that's embarrassing to admit or not, but I feel like as a 33-year-old woman, I'm having real sex for the first time in my life. Like, not like pull out sex.
You've just been having anal? Oh, sorry.
No, I've been having like pull out or condom sex. Because I've been like avoiding birth control forever, but now I have a boyfriend and I'm like having real sex.
And you're using birth control?
Yeah.
To make you moody? I mean, more moodier than another regular one?
No, I'm just pretty all around same kind of bitch.
Nothing's changed?
Nothing's changed.
What about your box? How's it feel?
Great.
Not different?
No.
It's not more sensitive or number?
No.
Right. Do you feel cold inside?
No.
Right. That's a common
I'm on
side
a
effect.
Really
what
low
about your
estrogen.
Driving abilities? Have they got better or worse?
They're really good. I parallel park in one try.
Are you bragging about parallel parking?
I'm a really good driver.
Are you? Do you want to race?
I'm a really good driver.
Do you want to race? What about this? I got a place we're going to go. We're going to do burnouts in a parking lot.
Oh, I would love that.
You could be a guest on my burnout show.
I would love that.
Seriously, we do donuts.
I swear to God, I would love that.
I will have you as a guest.
Okay.
And we'll do. I got invited to a place to do burnouts. And I was like, I propose that we do a show there. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be down with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bring guests, multiple guests, so that we can do burnouts and see who's really good and who's really bad at burnout.
That's really fun.
Yeah. Might not be a good show, but everybody that's there will have fun.
You'll have a good time.
I love it.
Michael, would you do burnouts if we took you there? Because they asked for you, like, because they're a fan of the show.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Yeah. I literally wouldn't even know how to begin.
But that's the people we want.
No, I understand.
It's kind of like Alice Mania.
You're
like,
telling
if you
me
can
an archangel can't figure out how to do a burnout?
I'm telling you that if my wife called me right now and she was like, terrorists have taken over the house and they're holding grenades in the kids' mouths. And
for you to do a burnout.
And you need to figure out how to do a burnout in the next 4 hours.
Uh-huh. If I was there, it would take
five minutes. Obviously, that's
but
different.
But by yourself, it'd take a minute.
I don't think I can't guarantee that I would ever figure it out.
See, I have such a crazy different mindset. I'm like, I could do a burnout without anyone teaching me, just physically thinking about it.
See, I think
of
both
when
of
to
you
break, when to turn.
I think you're both delirious. Right. I think you can't do a burnout and he can.
Well,
just
I think
because of the way you speak about your burnouts.
Yeah, I know. I would believe that, but I actually.
Because you think you're like a knockout king, like you could have been an MMA fighter.
I think I could have done. I think I can do anything. I have a really big, weird narcissistic issue where I'm like, I could have been anyone. I just chose comedy.
You could have been a gold medalist.
Yeah.
But you're not.
I could have been in X Games. I could have been a fighter.
You could not.
I could have been a rapper.
I believe that.
So
that's racist.
What? I didn't say that. You're not black.
I'm brown.
That doesn't count.
Who's a tell good us to my friends in Florida.
Is it like
let me ask you something. Because you don't, like, I didn't know that you had Puerto Rican heritage. Mm-hmm. Like, have you heard a bunch of, like, racist stuff from white people who thought that they could speak safely because they were only among their own kind? Like, I know a person who's Middle Eastern, but they were adopted by white parents, mm-hmm. and they're just not very dark-skinned, and well, so their whole lives, they've just been around white people, and everyone just assumed they're white, and they're not, really.
Yeah,
yeah, so that's kind of how it was growing up in Florida. Yeah, everyone just kind of assumes, and it's crazy, because when I moved here, it was so different, living in L.A. versus central, the swamps of Florida, so it's like, I actually didn't realize how... You kind of become a little racist in yourself. You don't realize until you get out and people are like, you can't say that, or that's not okay. Or like they start saying things as a joke offensively that people have been genuinely saying around you your whole life. And you're like, oh, they're joking because it's wrong.
I don't regret this, but like, for example,
I mean, like homophobia, it's not just racism, homophobia. And
you guys hate the gays.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, my family was... And probably a lot of them are still a little bit homophobic.
We're not so bad.
Yeah. And I'm the most liberal person in my family, and I would not consider myself that liberal. So there's that.
You okay with me?
Yeah. And yeah, I love gay people. I fucking love gay people.
I'm not gay.
Well, I just meant emotionally.
I'm just connected. That is totally fair. Yeah, I kicked the actual sex part, but yeah, I'm still gay.
Emotionally no, flaming.
Yeah. I don't find because I grew up in it, I'm not like I did. I was more homophobic for sure. There was like a lot of learning I've done in the last 11 years. Did you? That was
deep hate.
really yeah. A deep hate for the gays.
She got past it though.
No, I mean I had a search for women on my Raya, so I can't judge anybody.
Yeah, but God doesn't hate lesbians.
That's true. That was my whole point for a long time, actually. I was like, but it's hot this way. Yeah. I was like, dude, you shouldn't want to fuck each other. They're so gross.
Yeah, there's an angle there.
Yeah.
I was profiled once when there's people talking shit on Australians while I was on mushrooms and I was sitting there playing with sand in my hand. I had a hoodie on.
It sounds like a great time.
So yeah, it was until somebody started saying how disgusting Australians are. And then it was like a group of people. There's a guy telling girls and the girls were like, nah, really? And it's like, yeah. And they just say C-bombs all the time. And they're like, no way, really? And he's like, oh, yeah. And then another guy came and sat down next to him who's a pro snowboarder that I know, who's a friend.
Oh, no.
And he was like, yeah, man, I'm friends with a few of them, too. It's true. And I was like...
You had to stand up
yeah.
for them.
Yeah, and I was like... And
the
then,
media doesn't want you to know the real truth about Australians.
Yeah, and then he turns and sees me and he goes, oh, Ellis, I didn't even see you there. And I'm like, nah, you didn't, did you, cunt? And then I lined up to what they were saying and I dropped a C-bomb like five or six.
You have
times.
To. It's in your blood.
It's just so
I
wild.
I told them all off.
You've told that story before. I've never once been in a social gathering where anybody made a point of honestly saying almost anything about Australians.
I've only heard a couple things about Australians and they've all been nice. Well, my boyfriend lived in Australia for a year right before we met. And yeah, he loved it. He loved it. He says it's the coolest place ever. People are fucking awesome. Nothing bad. He said the girls are slutty. He goes, the girls fuck. And they're like, cool.
Well, that's not... Does he
have an American accent?
Like, yeah, girls like accents.
Yeah.
Like, girls are slutty to me here because I talk like this.
And he had an American accent, so they were just slutty.
Yeah, we're just new and exciting. And vagina's like...
I guess that makes sense. Girls love Australian accents.
Yeah, and if you go... And I think in like, if I go home... Well, it's not even home anymore, but if I go home with an American, he's more exotic than I am.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, I remember going to Ireland one time and going, like, outside of Dublin, and it's like, oh, I'm like a celebrity.
Unless you're German, no one wants that.
Simply because of your accent.
Simply by virtue of not being born within 15 miles of here.
Yeah.
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 Oh, fuck, yeah. That makes sense.
But it was scary, because I'd never heard it. I didn't know that anyone had a beef with Australians, and to hear a group of people...
I didn't know that either.
Because I still don't think... I think this was just some weird... I thought I didn't say anything because I thought it was a joke at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys are having me on. And I'm like, the mushrooms are kicking in. And I didn't catch the bit where you saw me there. And, and then it just got more and more crucial about it. And I was like, wait, this is not a joke.
I've never heard people slander
Australians.
They
third world me. Same. They said it was like a third world country.
I got to tell you, Australians, you guys are pretty well liked.
Yeah.
The overall opinion of Australians is that you're fun, cool people.
Solid.
And that your country's
world.
Really safe besides the wildlife. Like, it's like everything else is
and
really
I,
safe.
I think a lot of guys, because when I came over here, I used to hang out in the bush all the time, and that's just not what I saw. I don't believe that to be the case, but... To argue it would make it seem less scary, and women think that I'm cooler for surviving against the wildlife.
Right.
So for me to be like, it's not that scary, that plays down my chances of getting laid.
I understand. That's
so
like
I'm like, oh yeah, like man, I was dodging crocs all over the place. Like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's like being from Florida when people are like, how did you live? And it's like, you kind of just live amongst the animals. It's not like a thing where you're like running from them. They're just like there and you're there.
Drop bears. I used to say if you leave the door open, kangaroos will stampede your house. And then the whole thing, kangaroos, they'll rear up on their tail and they'll kick you with their legs and pull your stomach out. That's never happened. But it's a fun story.
I almost got eaten by an alligator. In the middle of the night, I jumped into an Everglade in Florida.
Are you
at
lying?
Nighttime. No. No, I did.
How do you know it almost ate you?
Because we were 9 years old and we were at Wickiwashi Springs in Florida.
Wickiwashi, you sound like you're in Australia now.
And my friend's mom was drunk and she dared us to jump into the water at night, which is a very weird thing for a mother to do in the Everglades
drunk.
Of Florida, but
in
she was
defense.
Drunk.
Yeah.
And we jumped into the springs at night and I was on one of those black tubes that look like donuts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Those like fucking latex ones. And I was floating on it and I remember I was on my stomach, just kind of like away from everyone else. I could hear my friend splashing and I was watching the way the moonlight, there was a direct line coming to me from the moon. And when I looked and followed it, I saw two sets of yellow eyes swimming towards me, like next to each other, and go under the water at the same time. And I fucking I paddled over to the wall in a full panic, was screaming that there was alligators. There's alligators. There's alligators. And the mom and the friend kind of pulled me up by my arm over the wall and out. And I'm like in a towel, like breathing heavy, being like, everyone should get out. There's really alligators. And they're like, there's no alligators. We just canoed in here today. It was completely clear. We saw nothing. And like, 5 minutes later, a dude pulls up in a golf cart and he's like, you need to get those kids out of there. This place is full of alligators at night.
Told you.
And I guess they come out at night when the people are gone.
Yep.
Yeah. That's like a crazy thing to be like, oh, come on. We pulled in here hours ago. I didn't see a single alligator.
I'm yeah. Sure.
Like, I don't know anything about alligators, and that's not how alligators
No, they're pretty
work.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're right. sneaky. Everything I know about them as an adult now, which uh-huh. that woman was, I would be like, I'm not going to put another woman's child in here at night. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but in her defense.
She was drunk.
Yep. Kim,
yeah.
thanks Between. For being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It sucks that nothing really matters, but no. I think it's great what you're doing. I think your accomplishments from when I saw you, when I first met you to now, have been exceptional.
Thank you.
I'm a fan, and I think you're an inspiration to all the women out there for
Thank you.
Being a kick-ass comedian and I saw you on Kill Tony, and you were like one of the funniest guests on there, and I watch that show all the time.
Thank you.
You're a fucking skilled bitch.
Thanks, you know man. I appreciate that, for real.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. This pod's great, and I'm happy to be here.
All right, everybody. We'll be back next week. If you want to see more Jason Ellis Show, you can go to patreon.com/ellismate, and we have all the old shows. You can sign up and get more content that you will die before you run out of stuff.
I love that.
So, yeah, speaking of that, don't die.